Over 3,000 students with Wisconsin Connections were involved in study abroad programs. One of those is 23-year-old Lisa Brahms of Madison. She returned 2 weeks ago after studying in Israel through a program at Vassar.
I don't regret that I went at all. I am happy that I went. I'm proud that I went. I don't think I've ever had a more life-altering year.
Brahms lived with a young Israeli family and chose to leave the country after the escalating Middle East conflict made her worry about safety.
It's gotten to a point where people are afraid to go to the mall or to go to a restaurant, or it's very, very hard right now.
The increasing danger in the Middle East for students prompted the UW-Madison to recall its half-dozen students involved in the Jerusalem-based program. Michael Hinden is with the International Studies Department.
We close a program only with the greatest reluctance, but we do so when we are no longer certain that it is reasonable to guarantee the safety of our students there. And in this particular instance, we thought that it would be prudent to take that step.
There has been a shift in where students want to go to study abroad. Dr. Dimitri Lazo heads the Committee on International Study and Student Exchange at Alverno College in Milwaukee. He says more students are going to areas of the world where they might run into political instability.
You're seeing an increase in the number of American students who go overseas who are going to kind of non-traditional, if you could use that phrase, places. Areas in Latin America, Africa, Asia, places that in the past have not had large numbers of Americans going overseas, but increasing numbers of Americans.
Lazo says students and their parents are continuously kept up to date with health and State Department travel warnings. He says that while abroad, students are also urged to take steps to maintain a low profile in countries where Americans may be targeted by terrorists. Melba Lara, Wisconsin Public Radio.